Hello and welcome to the Tuesday, March 11th, 2014 edition of the Sands and its Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm today recording from Jacksonville, Florida. I guess as a warm-up for Patch Tuesday, we did get a new version of iOS. iOS 7.1 not only brings us a number of new features, but also addresses a good number of security issues. So certainly you should update to iOS 7.1. Some of the security issues do allow arbitrary code execution, but we haven't really seen any exploitation of these issues at this point. Certainly, I would suggest that you do update rather sooner than later. And Twitter fixed an interesting bug in its system. This particular bug allowed unauthorized users to follow accounts. Now, typically, if you have a protected account, you have to approve followers, but due to the bug, strangers could follow a protected account and receive notifications about new posts via SMS or notifications. So the account was still protected via Twitter's web interface, but the SMS notifications did leak the information. Overall, I would be very careful with something like a protected account. Even if Twitter works as advertised, it's not always that easy to authenticate users that you do allow to follow you. And then also you never know if any of the people who follow you are sharing some of the information that you post. And Brian Krebs is reporting more details about a case that he uncovered last year, in which Experian, via intermediate companies, sold access to its database to a Vietnamese national who then further resold it to criminals. Via this particular account, about 3.1 million queries were made against the Experian database. In return, all personal details, including social security numbers, were released. And to make things worse, each one of these 3 million queries probably released a number of additional accounts. So it's not that he only got one person's details back for each query, but maybe 10 or 20 individuals. Apparently, Experian didn't detect any of these excessive searches as long as the respective customer did pay all the bills that these searches accumulated. But let's go back to our current favorite, and that's embedded systems and appliances. This time, the Dell Case K1000 appliance. In a blog post, two vulnerabilities were disclosed in this particular appliance. First one is interesting, but not all that critical in itself. It's a directory traversal that happens after authentication. So with this particular vulnerability, it's possible to read various files from the system. Now, the author of the blog post used this particular vulnerability to look closer at some of the authentication functions and found hard-coded passwords that can be used to then authenticate. With these hard-coded passwords and then the path traversal, the attacker is now able to write systems to the file as the user running the web server, so www or whatever that is in this particular case. However, some of the scripts that are being run by the web server are running as root because, well, this is after all sort of a system management appliance, and with that he was able to fully execute to root a remote shell. So in the end, the result was a remote shell as root to the appliance, and the key vulnerability here really is the hard-coded credentials, while of course the other issues should probably be fixed too, but due to the hard-coded credentials, the other bugs were then in the end exploitable. Not much you can do about this at this point. Not sure if there's actually a patch out for it. So your only option here is to limit access to this particular console from outside your network. And well, this is it for today. Thanks again for listening. Don't forget Patch Tuesday. We talked about that yesterday. And well, talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.